way, and they can't venture to interfere in any way. That is the present condition of ISKCON. His will. It is His will. We shall try to do our best according to our understanding, our response when the finish is there. Nahi kalyan krit kashchi durgati kato gacchati. We go on sincerely. No trouble can come to us. The enemy is within, not enemy is without. The enemy is within. To be sincere, what is necessary. Sarala hoide gurad sikha bhujiya loide. If you are sincere, then you will be able to understand the advices, the instructions of Sri Gaurangu. Mahaprabhu, who can do mischief to another? None. His own self is responsible for his own Satinukampang. Rather, we are advised to see external things in the opposite, standpoint. Everything is grace of the Lord. Whatever comes to you, that is all grace. It is the necessity for you. So in that sense, if they are preaching against me, making any propaganda, that is necessary for me. It is necessary. It is wholesome for me. I am advised to look it on that angle of history, with that angle. It is all for the good, all for the best. All for the best. Everything is passing through his by his hand.
Guru Maharaj?
Yeah.
What is it that Krishna wants us to learn from
to?
This?
Krishna wants?
What does he want us to learn?
To learn.
From this.
Krishna wants us to learn. To learn that He is all in all, He is our friend. The dictator of the infinite world is our friend. Try to see this, everything will be all right. He is your friend. The controller, absolute, is friendly to you. And whatever coming to you from outside, that is all for your best. Adjustment with the absolute harmony depends on you. You cannot correct the environment infinite. We have no power to control the environment, but you have only power to control yourself. And to control yourself in such a way that you are in harmony with the environment, then you will be happy. That is what Gita says. Bhagavatam also. Tattrim kampan susamikha mama gunjana iva atmakritam. The cause of trouble is within, not outside. Man is the architect of his own fortune. Whatever anomaly, whatever misery, discomfort I feel, I experience, that is my creation. So, I am to correct me to adjust with the environment. If I can do so, then I shall find that everything is all right. Everywhere is the hand of God, Krishna's hand, everywhere. And he is my friend, he cannot do anything which can go against me. All went to correct me. The hand is affectionate. We are asked to look around with this spirit. The affectionate hand of Krishna all around us, only we have to adjust with that. Anomaly within me. Tattrini kampan susamikkhaman bhunyanaiva atmukritam vipakam. What is wrong, that is the result of my own previous action. None is responsible for that. But this attitude will purify you in very shortest time. Muktipadesha dayabhāt. Then you will be liberated from all these complaints within you, if you can adjust with this advice, according to this advice. This is the highest direction of the Lord. Take all the faults on your head and try to correct yourself. Then automatically we will come in connection with such a plane where you will find that all good. If you try to do in this way, then all your outer coatings will be removed and you will be reduced to your intrinsic position. And from there you will come in contact with such a subtle plane around you that you will find all good, all blissful, all happy, all sweet. You will become to take your stand in the plane, subtlest plane of sweetness. And all these covers, so many covers, will be all eliminated, which are misidentifying you in your own self, in your own heart. You are thinking, this is me. Okay, this is I. This is I. This is I. No, they are all coatings, outer coatings. And that will go away if you take such steps that everything is good and I am in the wrong. Thereby, your outer coatings should be all eliminated and you will come to your own intrinsic position, and you will find that you have come in connection with a plane, the most sweet and the subtle and the most fundamental. Do you follow?
Yes.
If this one advice is followed correctly, then the whole solution of life is here. Tattina kampam susamikkhamam bhunyana iva atmakritam vipakam. And sincerely, by his back, both the word, thought, did. Vrijbhagavapuvhir vidadham namaste, and showing our gratitude towards the Supreme Authority, wholehearted, by words, thought and deed. Jivetra jo muktipadi sudaya bhag. If one can come to think in such a position of his own self, then very soon he will be clear of all his undesirables. Clear. Hari Rogam. Yarada. The Krishna, you will come in contact with Krishna Lila when? Kamang Hidrogam. I want this, I want that, I don't want this, that. But this is all diseases of your heart. Diseased heart only wants this, that, thousand things. But if that disease is cured, you'll be cured when you will come to understand everything is for the pastimes of Krishna, my Lord. And I am also included there. Then you are absolved of your crooked ego, prejudice, that selfish prejudice. You will come at large in the ocean of sweet waves, the Krishna dancing. Krishna is dancing, and I am to be in consonance, in harmony with his dance. He is dancing, and we have to cooperate in his dance. That is the key to our satisfaction, whole self. To enjoy, to be qualified to enjoy wholly his dance. We shall have to dance also in that tone, that movement. But separate interest has created all the difficulties in different ways. The separate interest, ahankar. The consciousness of separate, selfish interest, that is the disease in us all. Nidai Gaur Haribo came for that, to put us into the harmony. In the harmony around so many. The detached portion is Brahmanda. And there are also so many sections, human, then beast, then trees, then insects, so many sections. All detached consciousness. A big ahankar, a big ego. And that is also part by part, and in different kinds it is located. A big ego, illusory. Just opposes the truth. What is what? And we are a particle in that big revolted ego. We are self-seekers. Maya means self-seekers. Those that are in maya or illusion, misunderstanding, the cause is self-seeking. Erroneous self-seeking. Misunderstood. Solutions, so many recommended, but all superficial. The deepest solution given by Bhagavatam, Gita, and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. The depth of the solution is ultimate, absolute. There is Krishna dancing, and not Narayana commanding. The commanding Narayana is also there. But Mahaprabhu says, go deeper, and you will find Krishna dancing with the gopa, gopi. And that is your home. Go there. Join there, that dancing. That singing the flute and dancing. No response. Narayan has got also responsibility about the mundane world and that world, administration. Krishna does not care for any outside. His flute can adjust everything. It's purposeless. The flute can establish harmony. If anything wrong comes, everything moves according to the advice in the flute. The sweet sound. The sweet sound gives impetus to all movements there. Yes, sir. Quick about position. Earth. Then this body and another body. And then difference between this body, hand, foot, three kinds of differences. Everywhere. There is differentiation. There is differentiation. It is wrong. It is not bad. If mutual sympathy, then it is all right. That plane of harmony we have to connect. Then everything is friendly. Mutual service. From his own position, service towards the center, harmony. And some thought of discord. Discord the difference. Everywhere. We have to adjust within that, our position. Growth, development is like this. Otherwise, no developed, no high-low. All one, that means non-differentiated, non-specified mass. That is Brahma-loka or Viraja. Something like deep slumber. Differentiations, there always be. And the difference, defeat, gain, loss, in a player's mood, leela, player's mood. Not serious. We are told at first I was startled to hear from Prabhupada in Benares when he is explaining things to some Mayavadi Pandit, told that the lion is killing Prasena. The lion also feeling enjoyment, and he is eating one, and whom he is eating, he is also feeling pleasure. Aggrieved and the aggressor, both parties feel pleasure. Such is the frame. The defeated, the victor, and the defeated, both parties are pleased. That is possible in player mode. Leela. Leela. It is infinite. Eternal.
This is on the transcendental plane?
Yes. The
lion will be eating another living entity?
Yes.
And that entity in pain is enjoying?
What?
That entity being eaten is also enjoying?
It is eternal. So, no finish. One who is killed, that is only a play. His existence is there, because eternal. Just as in a drama. Drama, one is killing, another is being killed, but none is killed. It is only a show. So, because they are all eternal, they can't be ruined, destroyed. Yeah. So, in this sense, the killing we understand, it is absent there. So, the killed party, the aggrieved party, the defeated party, and the victorious party, both get pleasure. We have to understand that. And the defeated party may get more pleasure. It is also possible. If their part is perfectly played, the people will appreciate the man who was killed. He has plays his part very nicely. In this way, he is defeated, but he has shown his attitude in such a pleasing way, his defeat, the audience, they will say, oh, he has played wonderfully. So in this way, plays, both parties may be gainer. The loser also may be gainer. Like something like that. Because eternal, we going on, not end. Peace in the eternity is of such nature. Leela. Leela means play. Play. Sometimes Krishna is climbing on the shoulder of his friend. Sometimes friends also are climbing over the shoulder of the Krishna. So on. We are all equal in friendly circle. That posing also there. In fine. But something like this we can say, it is like this to a certain extent. But what it is really, we have to feel it within us. After realization of that place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is to be asserted. That soul who is not found in our present area of calculation, there the trouble is there. The body is the receiver. The body, mind, the external cover, they are representing us. If tongue is satisfied with sweetness, I am satisfied. In this way. If this ear is satisfied with music, I am satisfied. But these are outer things. The mind is there, the intelligence. Then the soul, proper, his satisfaction we should search. Where is he? That is the question. What is my soul? Where is it? Where is that? Then what is his satisfaction? We are all with some guess. Guessing, imagination. The imagination has come reality, and the reality has come in the position of imagination with us at present, fallen souls. Janisha sabba bhutanam tasyam jagati sanjami gacchami jagati. The night is day, day is night. Ananda Maharaj expected back by 4 o'clock train afternoon.
Yes. This violent lila, this does not exist on Golok in the spiritual world. This is only in the material world.
Violent.
This is, you're describing...
The violence, you see. If a man does it weak, then if we push him this way, he would be finished. The strong man, he would say, oh, I have felt much pleasure. Massage. He will feel that he is massaging. Very sweet massage. So according to the position, the soul is invulnerable. It is eternal type. So you cannot produce any practical thing in it. It always be like massaging. Pressure is massaging. It is eternal. It has got its own pain of its own characteristic. Sometimes separation. I can't get my service quota to Krishna. You must give some service. How? Otherwise how? I can't go on fasting. Some sort of service I must have. Of the Lord, how Service is the food there. Service is the food of the soul. Without service, that is without the drive. And the service cheers him. But eternal. Sometimes, fasting, sometimes eating. Krishna is Jataka Khala, Sarvottama Naradila, Naravapudahara Saru. Mahaprabhu told. Of all the pastimes, different pastimes of Krishna, this human form of pastimes is the highest. Pastimes in different phases. But Mahaprabhu says that human form pastimes, that are prakriti, that is the highest, deepest. Most sweet. But that must be in the plane of Krishna, not imitation in the plane of flesh and blood. Then we become Sahaja. There is a plane of Krishna and no imitation in the superior, the exterior plane, superficial plane. That will create rather prejudices against the reality.
I was reading Swami Maharaj's purport to Parama Karuna, and there he describes the author is telling. It is such a nice process, this chanting of Harinam. It will give the result if one simply gives up sense gratification. Huh? If one gives up sense gratification, that is the only requirement.
If it is possible for us to go on taking the name, holy name, in a real process, then of course these things must be affected. We will be saved from the charm of our sense player, apparent charm of sense player. We will be saved. But if the transaction of taking the name is of real character, otherwise there is aparadha, nama aparadha. If we continue the offences against the holy name, then that can take me to my desired end. There is a process. Taking the name. Aparad sunna hai lau Krishna naam. So, improvement in taking that our earnestness for Krishna, for the name. Through name to go to Krishna, the desire must be sincere and not an imitation, and to gather the credit to the false party that I am a devotee. It's not a trade, not to show to the public and to get some name and fame from the external plane. That will be otherwise. If by accepting the life of a sadhu externally, my object is to gather name, fame, or money, or anything else of this superficial world, then it won't produce the desired result, but something else, mundane. So, must be taken in a proper way, proper process. And with the association of the good devotee, that is possible. He will correct me at every step. Don't go this way. So, finite to eternity, the way, that is not very so very easy. That is a great thing. So many stages of achievement, and the charm must be neglected and passed through to reach to the highest place. So guide and association, that will help us greatly to eliminate different stages. Different proposals will come in our front. Remain here, this is a good plane of living. We have to cross everything, dismiss everything and go through, neglecting all planes in the middle, until now we reach the Vrindavan. Even Parabrahma, the plane where Narayana is, Lakshmi Narayana, that is to be ignored, the Ayodhya, the Dwaraka, the Mathura, conception of Godhead. We have to go to the plane of Vrindavan. That's what Mahaprabhu told us. Then you will be at your home, sweet home. So association guide, and we must work in a regular and in a proper way, not this way, that way, but not stopping our journey in the middle. So many difficulties there. So guide and a good association, encouragement of the association, scriptures, all these helpful to us for this wonderful journey. Wonderful journey from the foreign land towards home. Towards home, the wholesale solution of one's life. Not only one's own, by his connection many will have similar solution of life. Sweet solution. Sweet and highest solution of life. We are after to get that house and rich home. We are wandering in the land of mortality, discord, suicidal plane. We want to go home, sweet, sweet home. Home is such and such. Sadhu will encourage us when we feel very tired in our journey. The sadhu will encourage us, no, not far off, come, a little more. And we shall reach the home. Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari Gaud. Nidai Gaudhari Gaud. Who is that?
Ramananda.
Ramananda.
Brahmananda.
Brahmananda. And you?
Narada Muni.
Narada Muni. He?
Krishna Kankar Das.
Krishna Kankar. He loves God.
Madhu Kanta Das.
Madhu Kanta.
Sudha Krishna Das.
Sudha Krishna. Has one Bhargava or someone?
Bhargava will return after 1 week.
He has gone to Calcutta.
He went to Dhaka, Bangladesh.
When did he start? Yesterday?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll start soon. And that Paksamitra, how is he?
Patamitra went to Calcutta.
Calcutta. He'll come with Arayan, Aranya Maharaj.
Oh, he went together with Aranya Maharaj?
Yes.
To Calcutta, Patamitra. And Madhukanta?
He's here.
He's here.
Oh, he?
No. Just say she's about it. Yes.
Madhukanta. You have come to me here, to hear, but see what is my position. The eyes and the brain is also not so sharp. Memory. Tabu likhi ye bada vishan hai. Kaviraj Goswami says, I am so old, I can't write. While trying to write, my hand is, you feel it?
It's trembling.
Trembling. But still I am writing, it is wonderful. Nidai go. Gaudhari. Robust health, sharp memory, and very able senses. They have no qualification. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur.